This is Mountain Heritage Cougar Coaches Corner Program talking to Coach Barry Johnson. And Coach, last first round ball game, Cougars kind of got in a hole at first, but boy, really dug out and ended up with a good game after all.
Yeah, Mike, our guys, we were just really pumped up and we were really trying to do too much. And the other team was able to come back and or come in here and knock down some threes. And we knew that they could shoot the three, so we had to just sort of calm down, maintain our defensive discipline in this, and then we found some weaknesses in their defense and took advantage of it.
You know, when to call a timeout is always kind of tricky. I could almost sense you thinking, if I call it now, we're telling everyone we're in trouble, including the team, and you just kind of let them work it out, and sometimes that's the best way.
That's true. You know, the timeout was just important. You know, you can't panic in an early timeout unless it's, you know, some sort of situation that you really don't like, whether it's attitude and something like that. But, you know, we were playing hard. We were trying hard. We just wasn't playing very smart. And once we were able to settle down and play smarter, those guys were very quick. We had not seen a lot of quickness like that. And so it took us a little while to adjust to it.
You had some younger players especially that really stepped up and had some good games.
Oh, yeah, without them, we don't win. Braden Deaton, you know, whenever he is almost like he said, we're not going to lose this game. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And he had a fantastic first half. And then Isaiah is just, you know, he's sort of like a cobra. He's just, you kind of, you don't notice him, and all of a sudden he just explodes. And that's just been so helpful for us the last few games.
One thing I like about both of those players is they're the kind of players that don't just look for something. They go in there and make something happen. They're going to find some way to get the ball to the basket.
Yes, and a lot of that, I give a lot of that credit to our seven seniors for, you know, they've accepted them. They've encouraged them. They have helped lead them. And they're not jealous over them being able to do the things that they do. And so a lot of times when you're a senior, you kind of think, well, it should be me and not these little younger guys. But these younger guys can play. They know that, and they accept it.
We said before the game, and we've seen many teams that look at this Cougar team and think, who do they key on? Because you've got a lot of weapons out there, and anyone can have a big night anytime, seems like.
That is one of our strengths, Mike, is being able to, you know, trust our team. And just as you said, a lot of times we'll have four or five guys scoring in double figures, eights and nines. And, you know, that adds up to those 70-some points that we have scored a lot of. So these guys, but you have to have a team atmosphere to do that. And our guys believe in that. And it just makes us stronger in what we do.
Moving into the second round tonight, of course, playing here at home, that is always huge here in the playoffs.
Yes, Carolina International is a good basketball team. They're better than Piedmont Academy, but their style is a little different in the sense that they use the inside game more. We've got some pretty good inside players as well. Their defense is similar in ways in that they mix up defenses. They'll run at you and try to double team you. So we'll just have to be able to handle that sort of thing. And it's always going to be a tough game. I mean, we're in the playoffs, so we've just got to understand that and just maintain our discipline and know that our depth usually pans out toward the end. They're not as deep as we are, so hopefully we can get a win.
They keep getting tougher as you go.
Exactly.
In the playoffs, of course.
Exactly. We win Friday night. We have another home game on. We'd have another home game on Tuesday, and then after that, you're at the final eight. You move on to the final four. So that's in our area. So that's just a big accomplishment and a goal that we have.
Right now, the Cougar machine rolling along and doing well. So good luck tonight, Coach.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Michael Dardell for Coach's Corner Program.